It is mentioned that once a person came in the court of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he said to him that, "We are many people who have come to perform Hajj. One of our friends died during Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. Dear viewers, please ponder for a while. It is journey of Hajj, and one dies during Sa'i of Safa and Marwa. Apparently, it's a blessing. What a great place to die and dying during journey of Hajj. But listen what happens next. You'll be shocked to listen, and there is a lot to learn from this account. They say we gave him bath, kafan, and took him to bury in the graveyard. But when grave was dug, a very big giant snake appeared inside that grave, a terrifying giant snake. We chose another place to dug grave. A big terrifying giant snake was also seen there. That snake was present in third grave too. This has made us worried. Dead body is in graveyard and we are here to ask you, Islamic ruling, that this person who died during Sa'i of Safa Marwa, snake is found in every grave which is dug for him." Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said, "The snake is his bad action which he used to perform in this world." He then said, "Go and bury him in any of those three graves, because even if you dig whole earth to bury that person, you will find that terrifying giant snake wherever you dig." That person went back to the graveyard and buried that dead body in one of those already digged graves. Even the giant snake was present there. When caravan returned home country, people asked from that person's wife what would his husband do, because of which he faced such severe consequences. That woman sadly responded that "My husband used to do business of grains and he would do adulteration. Every day he would separate wheat as per household's needs, and he would mix that much of oat bran in wheat to sell, and this was his daily routine. It seems he got punishment for the same sin." We must imagine it was journey of Hajj. Its excellence is also mentioned. It is narrated, "Whoever goes out for Hajj and dies, the reward of Hajj will be written for him until the day of judgment." But adulteration is such a sin. Even person died on such a blessed journey, but snake was found in the grave. What's happening today? Just for little money, people are selling fake products with titles of made in so and so country. Those who do adulteration, won't they die? Maybe you'll get some money after selling fake products, after lying, deceiving others. But what will you do with that money? Haram money brings destruction. What will you do if you're punished in the hereafter? Unfortunately, people are making fake medicines, doing adulteration in food. They do not think about the consequences after eating this. Low standard cooking oil is used. I don't know, many scandals are disclosed of such nature. They sell meat of other animals by claiming meat of sheep or cow, just for the sake of little money. But have you ever thought how will you bear such big punishment? Please don't do this. It is just like playing with people's lives. Fake medicines? What a shame. Medicines are used to save people's lives. Few days back, there was a news that even adulteration is done in blood, which is used to save people's lives. You don't fear Allah? Won't you die?